Hello, I'm Anne Hurst, the terrified writer, and welcome to the Life is Scary podcast, sponsored by absolutely nobody, because no one knows who I am. So hi, and welcome to this first episode. I'm so glad you could join us. I'm just sitting in my office chatting to myself, obviously, but the very fact that I am talking means that somebody out there might listen. And if that's you, thank you. Me and you, we'll get through this together, won't we? Anyway, introductions. My name's Anne Hurst. I'm on social media and my blog as The Terrified Writer. And that's what I am, basically. I am a writer. I write fiction, books, novels, stories. I write a blog called theterrifiedwriter.com. And you'll find me on social media. And a podcast just felt like the next natural step for me, because I've been wanging on about being a writer for quite a long time now. And earlier this year, I decided to change the the angle that I was coming from, because I was always talking about writing and trying to come across, I suppose, like a writer. I was always a bit worried about, I didn't really do my blog that as much probably as I wanted to do, because I was always a little bit worried about how it might come across. But then earlier this year, I did a little bit of soul searching. I do hate that word, but it's kind of true, because what I discovered was that, it sort of came into my head that, why am I always so afraid to do the things that I want to do? And I suppose it came to light because I was talking to a friend who said she'd always wanted to write. Now, I've written a book and it's out on submission with agents at the moment. And I've had tons of rejections. I had tons of rejections 2 years ago. I went back to the drawing board. I did loads of editing and submitted it again. And then earlier this year, I found myself in a real pickle, not really wanting to tackle what I knew was going to be a big job, which was effectively to rewrite my book. And I was talking to a friend of mine and she was saying, "But oh my God, you've written a book and I really want to write a book. I've just never got around to it." And we were talking about why that might be. And it just seems that I'm not the only one. What was holding her back was fear. And it's incredibly common amongst people who want to be creative but feel they can't. So I thought, well, maybe we could help each other. Maybe we can, you know, form a little community or so. So I decided that the problem was my fear, that fear of, oh goodness, what's the list of fears? The fear of not being good enough, the fear of comparing yourselves to others, the fear of not being good as the next person, the fear of not being original, being scared of failure, being scared of success almost. It's like, well, what happens if it does get picked up? Then what am I going to do? I'm going to be under so much pressure to write another book and da da da. So many sort of doubts and fears and insecurities. So I thought, this is it. This is what I need to harness. And The Terrified Writer was created. So I have spent all year writing as The Terrified Writer on my blog, getting in touch with those horrible feelings that come up when you have a setback, for example. One of my most popular posts was the day I got rejected from UEA. I'd applied to UEA last year. I decided to apply last year. I actually sent the application the beginning of the year in January to do an MA in creative writing at UEA. And I thought, do you know what? I've written a book. I've written stories. I can write. I'm a mature student, you know, I kind of fit all the categories except possibly the fact that, you know, I'm not from an ethnic background. I don't really fit into a diverse category. You know, I'm heterosexual, I'm white, I'm kind of boring, but I am old, so that's good. Older, you know, I've got older kids, they're about to, you know, they're in their late or sort of mid-teens. They're not, actually. Why did I say that? I've got a 13-year-old. That's not mid-teens. That's like just being a teenager. Oh, liar. That's me, liar. Anyway, so I have teenage children, one 13, one 15. I have two dogs as well, actually, two Labradoodles. You'll see them on my Instagram feed because I talk about them a lot. They're not here at the minute. I'm going away this weekend, so they're staying at their holiday home in the kennels. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yes, so the MA, that I was absolutely convinced September, that's what I'd be doing. I'd be starting my MA, and how very exciting, a new chapter, excuse the pun. And then I didn't even get an interview. 2 weeks later, I got an email, thank you for your application, but we won't be taking this any further. And I actually couldn't believe it. I was flabbergasted. What do you mean? What do you mean? I don't understand. I told everybody about this application. Everyone was sure, because I wanted to be a writer and because I told everybody I was a writer, that of course that's what I'd be doing. But to not even get an interview, I mean, what the hell? Oh, man, but it absolutely floored me on so many levels. I mean, I was indignant for a start. I thought, what? I don't understand. And then it just suddenly hit me. Shit, I'm not good enough. I'm actually not good enough. They've considered my work, which is all they had to go on at that point. They've considered my work, my personal statement, and they've looked at my application, and that's not good enough to get myself even in the door. And I hit the floor. I absolutely hit the floor. I was embarrassed. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I didn't want to tell anyone. I was absolutely just beside myself. Tears, the lot. I mean, I'm a little bit of a catastrophizer, and I did blow it out of all proportion. I was mortified and spent a day lying on the floor crying. And then in the afternoon, because I am such a drama queen, I thought, I've got to write about this. Everybody's got to know how horrible this feels. And it did. It felt absolutely hideous. So I wrote about it. I wrote a blog post about it and called it Real-Time Rejection, how I was feeling in that moment. And it was a good experience, because it meant that I was capturing those emotions in real time. It was as if everything that I was scared about, everything that I disliked about being a writer, was magnified. And I'm glad I wrote about it, because I captured exactly how I was feeling, and it really resonated. It resonated with a lot of people, and that blog post has had more comments, and I've had more contact from people because of that blog post than I have on any of the others. The next day, interestingly, because fear is a funny thing, because you get your fear and then your fears are realised, and then there's a recovery period when you work out your resilience levels. And I don't consider myself to be that resilient, but I guess I must be, because the next day I did feel very different. And so I wrote about that as well. And I wrote a post called Real-Time Resilience, which was that sort of, right, okay, I've had a day of crying and hitting the floor and throwing my toys out the pram. And now I've woken up and the world didn't end overnight, apparently. And life does appear to be going on. So I felt remarkably calm and a new sense of, yeah, well, do you know what? It probably wasn't for me. And maybe I wasn't good enough for the course, you know? Maybe I'm just not good enough for that course. But is that such a bad thing? You know, there are plenty of writers who aren't good enough for the MA in creative writing at UEA. It's a massively prestigious course. Ian, it puts me up there with like Ian McEwan and Kazuo Ishiguro and people like that. And I know in my heart I'm not that sort of a writer, and I don't think I could ever be. But what I am is I am the writer that I am, and that has to be okay. And I have to be okay with this. So with fear comes this new sort of resilience. And every time you acknowledge that fear, you also acknowledge that you're okay with it. So the terrified writer is me taking that fear and going, do you know what? It's okay. It's okay to have fears and insecurities. Fear is important, you know. Fear keeps us alive. It it helps us to survive. Without it, we'd die. I mean, that sounds really dramatic, but it we wouldn't, if we didn't have fear, we wouldn't be able to protect ourselves. You'll get to know this, that I am a bit of a drama queen, and I'm okay with that as well. Anyway, what I want to talk about in this episode is, first of all, introduce the terrified writer and introduce the podcast. But what I'd like to talk about is the first step, because when you are afraid, and I'm talking about creativity here, because creativity, our creative souls, our creative selves, it's quite easy, it's very easy to put that to one side and dismiss it as unimportant. But for someone like, for a singer or an actor or a playwright or an author or anybody who, or a sculptor, an artist, creativity isn't something to be dismissed. It's intrinsic to their way of life. It's the same for writers. And what's really sad is if you have that, if you have that kind of compulsion to be creative, but your fear is so great that it stops you being creative, it can cause a lifetime of misery, or certainly many years of misery. And then worse than that comes regret. So what's worse? Exploring your creative dreams or regret? Regret in later life, maybe for many, many years. Who knows? Do you really want to take that risk? You've got to ask yourself. You know, do you really want to get to the end of your life, look back and think, oh, why didn't I just do that? What was the worst that could have happened? Because regret is a terribly destructive emotion. So my view is the fear, the regret is worse than the fear. So it's important to recognize that. And if you do, it's important to recognize that the only way to get over that fear is to take that first step. And here's an example. That's what I've done today. I have talked about doing a podcast now for, goodness, I've bored my family senseless about it, talking about it for about a year. And finally, here I am, sitting here today, talking into a microphone, hoping that one day somebody might be listening to this. It won't always be me. Not every episode will just be me droning on. I do hope to have some guests coming on. I'm fortunate in that I live in Suffolk, which is a hotbed of creativity. So I'll be calling on some of the people that I know around here, some of the people I don't know around here, if I can persuade them, to come and talk to you about creativity, insecurities, fears, all of that, how they get over it, whether they do, and maybe they'll inspire you. Who knows, they might inspire you to take that first step. Or if you are already creative, then it might spur you on to take it to the next level, which would be great. So before we leave it for this week, here's an idea. Why not step outside your comfort zone and do something that scares you this week? Just one thing. There is a very good blog as well that I can recommend called For the Interested. It's a guy called Josh Spector, and his blog For the Interested aims to help you see life from a different perspective, and it helps you in business and life and creativity. And he's wonderfully inspirational. You see so many of these quotes and platitudes on Instagram and on Facebook and all of that, and I kind of skim through a lot of them, but his are really good. There's just something about him. There's a slight edge to him. He's slightly left field. One of the things he said the other day was, the things that you really want rarely live inside your comfort zone. And that's so true. So how about it? Should we do it together? I'm happy. I'm up for it. We could make it a weekly challenge. Oh, actually, here's one I prepared earlier. Earlier this week, I actually picked up a leaflet which was advertising improvisation classes. Now, improvisation scares the living daylights out of me. The very idea of standing up and ad-libbing to people, to a room full of people I don't know, is just beyond terrifying. But I'm going to do it. And I made myself pick the leaflet up. And I booked myself on the course, hating every minute of booking. And I rang the guy. I actually rang him up. And I said, I've booked onto your improvisation course. Of course, he was lovely. He said, oh, that's amazing. Brilliant. I look forward to seeing you then. I went, yeah, but I mean, I've done it, but, you know, there probably aren't any spaces. So that's fine. I mean, if there are people that want my space, it's absolutely fine. He said, no, there are three spaces. It's fine. You've got one of the last three spaces. How lucky. And I said, yeah. How fortunate. How brilliant. I can't wait. I really can't wait. So on the 1st of October, on Monday, maybe by the time this has gone out, I will have done one. I'm starting a six-week evening, once a week, an evening of improvisation. I'll let you know how it goes. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in today. I hope you'll subscribe. If you want to find me on social media, you can find me on Twitter at Anne Hirst, A-N-N-H-I-R-S-T. You can find me on Instagram at the.terrified.writer. Or you can go to my blog, which is www.theterrifiedwriter.com. Thanks again. I'll speak to you next time. Don't have nightmares. Oh, I've stolen that. Sorry, I shouldn't. I should have my own sign off. Watch my own. Go and be scared. No, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Okay. Don't be scared. See you next time. Thank you for listening to Life is Scary. I've been Anne Hirst, the Terrified Writer. Please subscribe, please download, tell your friends, and I would love it if you could leave a review. Speak to you next time. Bye.